Hey guys, my name is Kevin. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from sexual sin, drug addiction, alcoholism, control, and fear of man. Hey guys, would you pray with me real fast? God, thank you that you are not afraid of my brokenness, nor are you afraid of the brokenness of anybody in this room. But God, thank you that rather than running from us, you run to us. I have nothing to offer tonight. Jesus, take over. You are the hero of this story. We love you. Amen. My life before Regen was characterized by deception, selfishness, and shame. I was a liar, a thief, and a phony. I had accepted Christ at a church camp when I was young, but I didn't really know exactly what I was doing. I knew that I was a sinner and that I needed saving. It was at this point that I began a works-related relationship with God that was based on my effort. 2 years before the church camp, I was sexually abused by an older male neighbor, and this led to feelings of shame and worthlessness. I began to see myself as dirty and felt that no one would want me if they knew what had happened, so I did not tell anyone. It was at this time that I started to lie and learned how to say, "I'm fine." A year after that, I was exposed to pornography for the first time. I found an acceptance in pornography that I didn't find anywhere else in my life at the time. This became a secret sin that held me for many years, opened up many ugly doors in my life, and reinforced my desire to lie so that I would appear to be what everybody thought that I was. Throughout middle school, high school, and college, I was praised for being a good kid. I had an outward appearance of perfection, but was full of dead bones on the inside. I was deeply concerned about what people thought of me and would go to great lengths to cover up my sin. When I got married, I continued my deception and selfishness and brought all of my secret sin into the relationship. I continued to hide my heart from my wife and others, and this allowed my sin to grow in the dark. It grew in the form of an addiction to alcohol, an opioid addiction, and further sexual sin, including adultery. Then on July 30th, 2016, God said, "Enough." I was at home and I received a text from my wife, and it stated, "I've been told about your frequent stops to the liquor store. I don't know what to think." Because of my ability to deceive, my wife knew nothing of my alcoholism. Things began to fall apart in my life, but God, as he always does, had a plan. A friend I worked with invited me to Regen. I asked what it was, and when he told me it was a 12-step recovery program, I resisted and honestly, at the time, was kind of offended, and I thought, what does he think I am, some kind of lying, drunk sex addict? And I'm like, oh yeah, wait a minute, okay, I'm in, pick me up at 6:15. It was honestly one of the first times in my life that I was actually really honest about who I was and what was going on in my life. Things got worse in my life and marriage, and God used this difficult time to show me that I did, in fact, need help. My first night at Regen, I was going to play it cool, the way that I always did in church. I knew what to say, and I knew how to act. I knew how to put the mask on, and I knew how to play the part. But then something amazing happened that caused me to put my mask down. Authenticity. Something I knew nothing about. The worship leader, yes, I said that right, the worship leader got up there and he gave his Regen intro. When he used the word pornography, I was pretty sure God was going to strike us all dead by lightning. I thought to myself, didn't somebody tell this poor guy you can't use the word pornography in church? Bro, you're definitely getting fired. But to my surprise, he did not get yanked off the stage. I went to newcomers that night and I heard guys sharing in a way that I've never heard men talk before. There was a humility and a brokenness that cried out to me. I wasn't sold on it yet, but I left that night feeling that this place was different, and let's all admit it, just a little bit weird. Groundwork was an incredible place where God started showing me that a new life, not a better life, a new life was possible. I started learning how to come out of the dark and into the light of Christ. I began to realize the importance of confession. It was here that I started to openly share the sin struggles that I had hidden for years. Not only did I share my sin struggles, but I was met with love and kindness. And I thought, who are these people and what is the matter with them? Normal people say, whoa, that's too much information. And they run for the hills. I didn't know exactly what they had, but I knew that I wanted it. I also learned about the gift of desperation. And honestly, at the time, I thought that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Who wants to be desperate? Not this guy. I want to be in control, and I want things to go well for me. At this time, my marriage had completely fallen apart and ended in divorce due to my sin. I had lost everything, and I was desperate for God to show up. And honestly, at first, I just wanted him to change my circumstances. God, just fix my marriage. But he didn't change my circumstances. But he showed me that in his love and kindness, he was using my desperate circumstances to change me. Desperation became the greatest of gifts of my life because it caused me to fall on my face and cry out to the only one who was able to save me. Step one, states that we are powerless over our addictions, brokenness, and sinful patterns. And this was huge for me because I had lived my life believing that I was in control and that I had power over all of my addictions and struggles. But my sin had set a path in motion that I was powerless to stop. It was in step four inventory that I began to realize the depth of my brokenness. I had always downplayed my sin, the effects of it on me and the effects of it on others. Inventory helped me to face my contribution to the damage that sin had caused in my life and in the lives of others. Inventory was tough because I began to understand my own depravity and the depth of brokenness in me. But it was also beautiful because for the first time in my life, I began to understand the price Jesus paid for me and the greatness of the God who loves me and pursues me passionately. I began to understand the grace of God and that I didn't have to earn his love. I had always said that Romans 5:8 was my favorite verse, but I never really grasped the true significance of it. It states, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." While I was in the pit, indulging my flesh and in direct rebellion against him, he died for me and he came running for me. I was finally able to take a look at the enormity of my wretchedness and understand that the love of God through Christ Jesus was infinitely greater. Step five, confess, allowed this habitual deceiver to come out of the darkness and into the light of Christ by confessing to God, myself, and another human being the exact nature of my sins. Satan had held me in chains for years with shame and fear, telling me that God could not forgive and that it is of dire importance that I hold back the 2% while confessing to another man. Through the strength of Jesus, I made a 100% confession to a brother in the Lord who loved me all the way through it. I left that night feeling a freedom that I have never felt before. John 8:36 says, "If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed." I had hidden my heart and believed that I had never been truly intimate with anyone in my life. Now God and others began to see all of my heart. Step 11, intimacy, taught me how to daily deepen my walk with God and intimately abide in him. When I'm abiding in the overflowing love of Christ, there is no room left in my heart for the sin that so easily entangled me. I learned that God wants to spend alone time with me and that intimate conversations with him are critical for a healthy relationship. Before Regen, I was trapped in a performance-based relationship with God that always led to discouragement because I was never good enough. I was a deceiver, engulfed in the chains of sin and shame, a selfish man who kept his heart hidden from everyone. Now, rather than hiding my sin, I readily confess it, and I do my best to confess it at the thought level. I am not perfect, and I still fall sometimes, but God has placed in my life a group of men that know me and love me, keep me accountable to God's word, and that spur me on to love and good deeds. God has walked hand in hand with me as I desire to pursue reconciliation with my ex-wife. He has taught me to use scripture to fight against the attacks of the enemy, and God in his kindness allows me to serve in the regeneration ministry here at Watermark. Paul says in Galatians 2:20, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." My sin, my labels, drug addict, sex addict, alcoholic, liar, and no longer define me, but rather the immeasurable greatness of the love of God through Jesus Christ. If this is your first time at Regeneration, welcome. You are in the right place. This is what the body of Christ does. It opens its arms to the hurting, the broken, the enslaved, and it proclaims freedom in Jesus Christ. Know that you are not alone. When I walked through these doors 2 years ago, I was hurting. I was broken and I was enslaved, carrying heavy chains. Know that God can handle anything that you brought through these doors and he can set you free. He loves you and he is not mad at you and his arms are open wide. In the early morning hours of September 17th, 2016, my wife and I separated because I was a liar and a deceiver. Now exactly 2 years later, September 17th, 2018, God in his goodness allows me to stand on a stage and openly share my sin struggles and proclaim the power of the God who set me free. Only God does that, y'all. I used to look at July 30th, 2016 as the worst day of my life. God revealed to me that in his love and kindness, he allowed my sin to be exposed in order to make me new. He knew I had to lose everything and my old life had to die. Now, July 30th, 2016 is the day that death was arrested and my life began. Your grace, so free, washed over me. You have made me new. Now life begins with you and I am free. Hi, my name is Kevin and I have a new life in Christ and I'm recovering from sexual sin, drug addiction, alcoholism, control, and fear of man. To God alone be all the glory for what he has done.